So what's holding you back from delegating? We've considered one of the reasons already, where you think it will be quicker and easier for you to complete the task, as you've done it for a number of years now and know it so well. You actually enjoy doing it. Therefore, you should understand that if you take this approach, you will always be doing this job and will never move on. If that's what you want, then that's okay. After all, some people find a job they like and are so content with it, they don't actually want to move on. For you to move on, you need to understand that initially, you may need to invest some time delegating this task. So it might actually take longer the first time. But after that, it will take less and less of your time, so delegation is worth it in the long run. You may think, as it's part of your job that you've been trusted to do, and so you're ultimately responsible for this, then it should be you that does it. However, whilst you are responsible for delivering the work, you're not necessarily responsible for doing it. Another barrier is that you're often too busy and don't have enough time to delegate. If this is the case, you should consider listening to my AAT podcast on time management, where a big part of the answer is to delegate relevant tasks. By learning to delegate well, you'll save time and actually end up with more time to concentrate on the things that are going to stretch you and take you to the next level. Another typical reason people state is that there is no one available to delegate to. If you work in a very small organisation where it's just you or you and the owner, then that may be the case. However, for everyone else, if there are no junior staff available to delegate down to, you can always delegate sideways to your peers, for example, another manager. This may be appropriate for some tasks, for example, technical research, where another manager has more time to complete this, or where they have specialist or expert knowledge. In addition, it's perfectly feasible to delegate upwards to a more senior manager or your boss. Again, the work should be appropriate for them to do. When considering the reasons not to delegate, ask yourself, are these reasons or are they just excuses? Following this, I hope you concluded that there are no reasons not to delegate. So let's move on and consider what you should delegate.